Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, believing is obeying God's plan.
Yep.
I'm going to say it again. Believing is obeying God's plan. And God is going to use the man of God to give us the plan. Hallelujah. Not just to give the plan to sinners, but to give the plan to the believers as well. Because I got new for us tonight, today. Believers must be saved as well as the sinner man. I'm going to say it again. Believers must be saved as well as the sinner man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 1 through 23. And I'm going to try my best not to read it all, but have mercy if I do. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now, therefore, hearken, or listen thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare not. Samuel was telling Saul, here is the instructions that I'm giving you from the Lord, that I want you to go and destroy all. Do not spare any.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
I want to tell us here this morning, it is very important for us to follow through with the instructions that God give us. Hallelujah. I say it is very important that when the men of God deliver the instructions, it is for us to follow through with the plan of God. It says how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that he hath, and spare not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go depart, get ye down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye show kindness to all the children of Israel. When they came up out of Egypt, so the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. I'm going somewhere. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive. Notice, he didn't take Agag out, but he kept him alive. And utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and of the lambs and of all that was good. But God told Saul to utterly destroy everything you see and will not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly.
Yes.
Here's Saul thinking, this is vile, this is refused, it's not being used, so this is what we need to destroy. But God told him, everything destroyed all.
Right.
Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repented me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, right, and have not performed my commandments. I chose this individual all to be king, and I gave him instructions of what I want him to do. And now I am rejecting him because I gave him the plan, but he did not follow through with it all.
Right.
Hallelujah. So God said, he repented me. I'm changing my mind about Saul, that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and have not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel when he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Saul, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. Here's Saul saying, I have performed the commandment of of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice. And I know it's good to sacrifice. The song says we bring sacrifice unto God. But here God didn't want a sacrifice. He wanted Saul to obey the plan. He wanted Saul to obey the instructions. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and the oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? He asked Saul a question. Behold, witness this, Saul, to obey is better than sacrifice. I said, to obey is better than sacrifice. To hearken or to listen than the fat of the rams. God, he is more interested than us to listen to the plan than for the sacrifice.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God spoke through Samuel and gave Saul the plan. Oh, or the instruction of things he needed to do. God told him to destroy all, but he spared Agag and the best of the sheep. Saul, he took the instructions. He took the plan, but he did not follow through with all of the plan. He did what he thought that was best to do. And God rejected Saul because Saul, he thought his plan was better than God's. I want to preach this morning today. Without following through the plan of salvation, you're none of his. I want to preach to us today. Without following through, oh hallelujah, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, you will be rejected of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you can believe all you want to. But believing is obeying.
Right.
And obeying is the plan of salvation.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He rejected Saul. I said he rejected Saul. Because he did not follow through with the plan. And God have a plan. He has a plan.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Come on.
And I want to encourage somebody here today. He has a plan.
He
always used a man.
Right.
He always used the man of God to deliver his plan to us.
Right.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 verse 9, the Bible says, but ye are not in the flesh but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now following the plan will lead you of getting the Spirit of God in you. I said following the plan of salvation will lead you to the water of baptism in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody believe that this morning? Oh, I'm going somewhere. Just hang on with me. John chapter 3 verse 1 through 5. The Bible says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We're talking about Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Pharisees. Pharisees. Jesus said to him, except you obey the salvation plan, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except you obey the plan that the preacher is delivering to you today, you cannot enter into heaven. Oh, that's the Bible. The Bible says, except you be baptized and born again of the water, then you cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, somebody give Jesus a hand clap of praise. You got to follow through. I said you got to follow through with it. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 through 14. I'm not going to keep you long, so just hang with me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I said, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now listen, now you can call on the Lord. Yes, you're going to be saved because God's going to bring you to a preacher. I said, God is going to bring you to a preacher that will tell you what to do. Hallelujah. So you just don't call on the Lord and then you think you're saved. There's things you got to follow through with. And it says, and then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed. And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh, we as mankind, we need to stop waiting on some angel with wings to come to our rooms and say, hey, this is what you need to do. Hallelujah, this is what you need to do. Or stop waiting on some, Lord, if you can just take my bottle of water and turn it into Sunny D, then I know God is in it. Oh, no, no, sir, no, ma'am. God is going to send you a man that you can feel, because God, he is a spirit, and you cannot see a spirit, but you can see me. Hallelujah. I said, you can see me, this 5'11", black African Negro. Hallelujah. That was once dead in sin, shaping in iniquity, but God came in my house one day through a man and said, except you be converted, you'll die in your sins.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Come on,
tell us,
brother.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's good, he's good. I said, he's good, he's good.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God. He's going to give us the plan. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Obeying is better than doing what we think is easier. You know, Saul thought that God was going to be okay with the sacrifice. Oh, we're keeping the animals alive because we're bringing them to the house of God to sacrifice unto you. It amazes me that he told Samuel, I performed the commandments of the Lord.
That's right.
You know, when I was studying this, I began to cry because Saul believed he performed everything God told him to do. How did he miss that? Samuel told Saul, you need to utterly destroy everything.
Everything.
Right.
But because the sheep looked good,
right,
the fatlings was good to eat.
Come on now.
You know, he said, oh, we're going to sacrifice unto the Lord. Okay.
Jesus, come on.
Maybe some of them, but not all. You can eat some of that stuff. You did it because you wanted to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's better to do what God wants us to do
right.
than to make it easy for ourselves.
Yes,
or to benefit ourselves.
Right.
Acts chapter 10, verse 1 through 44. I'm going to try not to read all of this. I really want to, but
come on, brother.
Here we go.
Follow the whole.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man, a man with purpose, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the third, the ninth hour and of the day, an angel of God coming in to him, and saying unto Cornelius, and when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon. Notice, the angel could have told Cornelius, this is what you need to do when it comes to saving your home. But he said, this is what I want you to do. You need to call for a man of God. That's what he was telling. Call for one. Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon, a tanner, whose house by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do.
Right.
And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on the journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him. And it has been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, a wild beast and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou coming. This was done three times or thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in his mind what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him for Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man. Listen now, he's a just man, and one that feared God. Notice he fears God. And of good report among all the nation of the Jews. Everybody know that Cornelius, he's a good guy. He's a faithful guy. He's a man with purpose. You can count on Cornelius. Hallelujah. Was warned from God. He was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them. Stay with me. And had called together his kinfolk, or his cousins. Yeah. Hallelujah. His aunties, his uncles, and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. Notice, he's letting them know, I'm not no angel. I'm not no angel being, but I am a man just like you, Cornelius. Hallelujah. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is unlawful for this thing, for a man that is a Jew, to keep company or come unto one other nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man coming or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying or doubting. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. In the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard. Thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Then I'm going to skip some of this, okay? Hallelujah. He said, therefore, we're here right now.
Yeah.
I prayed. Okay. You're here. And I got my cousins. I got my family. I got my friends. We're all here right now.
Right.
And we don't know what's going on here.
Right.
The angel just told us to go fetch this man named Peter. And so now my household, we're all together waiting on you, Peter.
Right.
We're just waiting on you to hear all things that are commended thee of God.
Yes.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of the truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee. After the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Notice God using Peter to tell the story. Hallelujah. Of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on the tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. Notice, whosoever believeth shall receive remissions of sins. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word of God. The Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the plan of salvation. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Those that was already saved were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water? Ooh, that these should not be baptized. Notice. Cornelius, he was a faithful man. He gave alms. He prayed all the time. But there was things he needed to do. He needed to follow through with the plan. Hallelujah. Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? I like that. They received the Holy Ghost better than we did. It was so easy for them, it was maybe hard for us, but he said they got the Holy Ghost as well as we.
Right.
And he commanded them to be baptized.
Yeah.
In the name of the Lord. Not names, it said name. Oh, singular, not plural.
Right.
It says name. It's singular. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
I know what Jesus told me. He said, go ye among all the world, preach, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. They knew exactly what Jesus was talking about. There was that family of that one God, Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one Lord. They understood when Jesus said that. Hallelujah. You notice back in there in the book of Acts. That's exactly what they did.
Where go?
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. Peter preached to a good man. He preached to a good man. He was a good man.
Right.
What am I trying to say here? You can be good and still be lost.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Oh, I know some good people.
Right.
I mean, they'll take their shirt off their back and give it to you. But that's not going to give you the ticket to heaven.
Right.
You can be good all you want to, and that's a good thing. But it's not going to get it done.
Right.
Hallelujah. He preached to a man that believed in God. You can believe all you want in God. Hallelujah. See, here's the deal. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. See, when you believe in God, that belief is going to cause you to search the scriptures. It's going to cause you to dig deep and want to know him.
Yes.
And when you connect with him, he's going to lead you to the cross.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to lead you to the man of God. And he's going to use that man that's in the flesh to tell you, this is what you need to do.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You believe in me? Great. That means I'm going to help you find the plan.
Right.
Hallelujah. Anybody thankful for the plan?
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I remember a man that came to me one day, and he began to tell me about the gospel. Hallelujah. He said, you believe in God? Absolutely, I believe in God. Absolutely. You believe that he died for your sins? Yeah. Okay. Well, have you been baptized? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You believe in God, but it's the Spirit dwelling in you. Hallelujah. Cornelius, he was the best giver. You could be the best giver, but it's not going to get it done.
That's right.
Right.
Like I said, you can believe all you want to, but believing is obeying.
Right.
And that obeying the plan of salvation. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 40. The Bible says, now when they heard this, heard what? When Peter stood up and he began to tell them the plan. That's what it's saying. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Amen. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, we have heard this message. We have heard the plan. And it's disturbing to us. So please just stop. Stop talking, Peter. What do we need to do to make this right? What do we need to do to enter in? Then Peter said to them, repent. Turn away from your sins. And do your best not to go back to your sins. Notice I said, and do your best not to go back to your sins. See, I'm going to keep it real with you today.
That's right.
You can repent of your sins, but if you're not prayed through, building up in the Holy Ghost day by day,
right,
you can find yourself going back
right
to what you repented of.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah. You sure can.
Yeah. Pretty sure, brother.
Repent and be baptized. Every one of you.
Everyone.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
For the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes. For the promise is unto you and to your children.
Right.
And to all that are afar. Oh, I like that. I like that. He said the promise to them that are far off. Way out there. You know, I was way out there before.
Yeah.
Have you ever been way out there?
Oh, yeah.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many of the words that he testified, talking about Peter, many of the words he testified and exhort or encourage, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Here's what Peter is saying. If you want to save yourself, he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Here's how you're going to save yourself. It's not going to another church.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's not finding another pastor.
Right.
Because God knows. We have an awesome pastor that preaches in this. Now, I'm going to tell you. He's my pastor, my mentor, my counselor. He's everything. And I am where I am today because of Pastor Newman. Now, you say, well, man, you give me a, no, hold on. We know God do everything, don't we?
Yes.
We know, so don't think that I'm taking credit from my king. Because we know this.
Yeah.
But still, God used a man.
Right.
I can't. God is a spirit.
I want to hug you.
Now, don't get me wrong. We know God can do all things. But sometimes he used the man of God or the man of God. It's going to be okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
I can feel
That's
amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Right.
When you whisper, continue in.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I can hear that.
Right.
Yes,
coming
right.
from him. I can see him saying it. See, God's going to always use the body to save a soul.
Right.
Because he formed himself. The Bible said he wrapped himself into flesh.
Right.
He needed a body to be the example for mankind.
Wow.
I got to keep going. Got so much going through my brain. In order to save yourself, let's go back there. In order to save yourself, you got to follow through the plan.
Right.
That's how you're going to save yourself. You got to be baptized. You got to repent. Be baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For the remissions of your sins. That he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he was a ruler of the Jews. He was a part of the Pharisees. He had knowledge.
Right.
But he said, hey, in order for you to enter this, this is what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way. If you find another way, the Bible said, you are a robber. You are a thief and a robber if you find another way to make it to heaven.
That's right.
Then being baptized in Jesus' name, being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you do it any other way,
right.
you're a thief.
Yeah.
And you're, which means if, can I just say it this way, my little imagination? If you end up in heaven, okay, I'm just, okay? But if you went another way, hey, thief!
Mm-hmm.
He's a robber! Get him out of here!
Right.
Right. Yes.
Because he didn't go through the plan.
That's right.
Saul was anointed king. God told him, when you was young or little, in your own eyes, when you was humble, when I chose you. But now you decide to do it your way.
Right.
I gave you the plan, Saul.
Right.
And you did it your way.
Right.
And so now I'm rejecting Saul. That's what he told Samuel.
Amen.
He's no good anymore. Because he don't listen.
Right.
He don't listen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I haven't been 30 minutes, but yet.
Don't do that.
Don't go there.
Yeah,
do
it. Let the Holy Ghost flow in you, brother.
32.
Just do it.
All right. Because I'm telling you.
Bless
you,
Jesus. Bless you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, let's go here. Acts 19, verse 1 through 6. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Amen.
He's asking them a question. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. And then said Paul, John really baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after me, that is, on Christ Jesus, which, by the way, wrote the testament.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I said, which, by the way, wrote the testament. Which, by the way, is the author and finisher of the book. And the Bible says, if somebody's going to put out a testament, the one that wrote the book must die.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's why we call on the name of Jesus. He is the only saving name that can save you. Why? Because he wrote the testament and he died, and now it is effective in our life for us to go and follow through.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, then said Paul, John really baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, they may believe on him which should come after me, which is Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized. Here are some. These are believers. But they was rebaptized, if I can say it that way. They was rebaptized.
Yes.
Now, I want to encourage somebody today. Let me say this. I was praying out in the parking lot, and I was debating the priestess. Because you know what I told God, Brother Alfred? I said, what if nobody come that everybody else in the house knows what I'm about to say? Everybody in the house is saved. That's the words I told God. Everybody in the house is saved. You know what the response was? You want to know the response of God to me? He said, not everybody in that house is saved.
That's right.
That's what he told me. Because I didn't want to preach something everybody heard, you know? You know how it is. You want to,
yeah,
whatever.
Do something different.
Oh, bless the name.
I said, everybody in the house is saved.
Bless the name of Jesus.
He said, not everybody in the
house
is saved. You probably.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, you think. But you don't know the heart of, you don't know what's going on here.
Right.
You just do what I tell you to do.
Amen.
Okay? This is what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
All right? So, here it is. Thank you, Jesus. So if you need to get rebaptized, let's get it done. We can do it today. Yep, we can do it today. Pastor's gone, but he gave me the right. Yes, we can do it today.
Amen.
I'm willing to do it. I make myself available.
Yes, sir.
That's if you need to be rebaptized in Jesus' name.
Right.
Because the title is not going to work.
Right.
I'm a father. Where's the fathers? You know, where's the fathers? Come on, fathers, help me out today.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm a son as well.
Yes, sir. Right.
My mom stays in Oklahoma. I'm a son. My dad, he's no longer with me. But it still makes me a son.
Right.
Son of man. I was born of a woman. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Paul, after they got baptized in Jesus' name, they said they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came. See, on them. Look at that. They were rebaptized, and the Holy Ghost came on them.
Right.
And here's the sign of the Holy Ghost, because I'm going to tell you, back in the Old Testament, God gave the people in the Old Testament a sign, okay? That he's not going to flood the earth anymore to heal mankind. The sign was what? The rainbow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see the rainbow?
Yep. Yeah. All kinds.
You're good. Now, you don't see the rainbow and it's going crazy, but the rainbow is there to remind you.
Right.
So it's going to be okay.
Promise.
Right.
Just a little storm. Just look at the rainbow. The sign of the promise.
Right.
Amen.
Tongues. Speaking in other tongues, that's the spirit of the utterance.
Yep.
But you know, God told me not to stop there at the tongues. He told me not to stop there at the tongues. You know what he told me? Speaking in tongues is the sign. There's other signs that you got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You want to know them?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, sister. Loving your brother and your sister.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
There's a sign of the Holy Ghost right there.
Amen.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because we can speak in tongues.
Right.
That's the sign. We can speak in tongues. But we can speak in tongues all we want to.
Right.
But then if you treat somebody ill.
Come on. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
He said, they'll know that you are my disciples, not when you speak in tongues.
Right.
What is it? But when they see you love each other.
That's right.
That's the sign of the Holy Ghost. Believing is obeying.
Bless him.
Obeying the plan of salvation. Being baptized in Jesus' name. Now, I'm not going to. Musicians, will you come? I'm not going to read all this Acts chapter 9, verse 4 and 18. I want to, but I'm not going to. I'm just gonna scan through it. I'm gonna start off and then I kind of just talk about it. It says, and he fell on the earth, talking about Saul, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Saul, when you kick against this, you're not hurting me, you're just hurting yourself.
Right, right.
And he trembled in his sternness and said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Notice Jesus didn't give him the plan of salvation.
That's right. Right.
He didn't. No. He said, and you know, so if I mess up a little bit, y'all know the story.
Right.
He said, I'm going to send you to a man.
Right.
Ananias. And he's going to tell you what you need to do. Ananias began to complain to God and said, hey, this guy, he's not the one. He's going around killing the Jews.
Right.
He's killing your people.
Right.
He's got the certificate to take him out. Jesus said, he prayeth. He prayeth. Which means Ananias, he's making it right here. Tell him what to do. Because I'm going to show him all the things that he's have to suffer for my name's sake.
Yes, sir.
And notice what he told Saul. Well, notice this verse. He says, not Saul. He says, brother Saul.
Yes, he does.
There's a transitioning is going on.
Right.
Yeah. Wasn't Saul, it was brother Saul now.
Uh-huh.
He said, here's what you need to do. Of course, all the scales came off his eyes and all that stuff because he had a dream that Ananias is going to do all that. Paul, Saul, was converted to Paul. He got baptized. If you read on, he followed through the plan. And now he got most of the Bible in the New Testament. Even Paul had to follow the plan of salvation.
Right.
I got one more scripture. I got one more scripture. I'm going to let you go. One more scripture. I'm going to let you go. Matthew's chapter 3, verse 13 through 16. Jesus himself was our example to follow through with the plan. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it on. Now pay attention. Here it is. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And comest thou to me? Jesus, why are you coming to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now. John, let it happen. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all utter righteousness. Then he suffered him. He said, John, I know you need baptized of me, but I'm coming to you for an example.
Right.
I need to be baptized because I am the example.
Right.
And I want the whole world to know how much being baptized means. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he told John, we can't stop here. I know you believe in me, but we can't stop here.
Right.
We must follow through the plan of salvation. And the Bible said Jesus was baptized. I said he was baptized. Immersed. He was dunked in the water. Because the Bible said straightway, he came up out of the water. So you ain't going to get it done by being sprinkled.
Right.
And Not going to get it done. You got to be dunked. The Bible said being baptized, the word baptized comes from the word baptism, which means being dunked. I'm going to be fun. Just tap in. You like Oreos? Anybody like Oreos? But I gotta have a big glass of milk.
Amen.
For that Oreo cookie. I just can't eat a dry Oreo cookie. I gotta dump that thing deep down in that glass of milk. Hey, I'm giving you an example here. I didn't eat breakfast. Now I'm talking about Oreos, the double stuffed ones. No, buddy. I want to encourage somebody today. I know some of us has been baptized in Jesus' name, been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. But I know there's other things that God has whispered to your ear, to your heart, in different areas of your life that He wants you to follow through with. Hallelujah. He wants you to follow through with. And I want to say one thing, because I want to let it be known, because I feel the preacher this morning. If you think you need to be baptized or rebaptized in Jesus' name, here is your opportunity. I want to make sure you leave here without, oh, I didn't hear that I need to be baptized in Jesus' name. I gotta do my part on that. Okay, because it is important that we follow through with the instructions. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship. Let's come to these altars. And let's season this word with prayer. Hallelujah. Let's season this word with prayer. God, we love you today. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. God, help us, Lord, to follow through with your plan. Help us, Jesus, to follow through with the instructions that you have given us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I believe in you. But now, Lord, I know that I must obey the plan of salvation. And through that, God, you will help me. Hallelujah. That's the saints of God. Let's build up an atmosphere of worship and praise that God can touch the heart of an individual today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,